And I was able to witness at least 40 minutes, if not an hour, of just the most powerful lightning storm that I've seen in my life. And the whole time I was praying and soaking in as much energy as I could from those flashes. And it really felt like the harder I prayed, the thicker and brighter and stronger the lightning bolts got. And in my heart, I think that was just, that was some kind of affirmation that my prayers may come answered on this ride. I'd say that's my favorite so far. But every moment is my favorite moment because it's all beautiful.
The riders are continuously amazed by the natural beauty they get to witness on the road.
My favorite thing I've seen would have to be the rocks in Green River, Wyoming. Beautiful. That was a great, beautiful place. And also, just the landscapes are amazing, have been always amazing, but the people on this ride and this convoy has been, there have been great people.
What's your most favorite time on the route?
My favorite time, when we get to our campsite and get to set up and get to sit around and talk and meet with people, and then also do video work and editing at the end, and seeing how putting all the days of activities together and seeing how it comes out.
As they departed Kansas yesterday, KBOO reporters Christopher and Brent decided to stop by Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, which used to be an Indian boarding school, and find out more about the history of this now fully accredited university that serves about 1,000 Native students every year. Go to kboo.fm/Peltier Justice Ride to listen to the full interview with Jincita Warrington, director of Haskell Cultural Center and Museum. She commented on the situation of Leonard Peltier and how his case can be used to teach new generations about the struggle of Native peoples in the United States and to create tribal laws that protect their citizens against the federal government's politically motivated actions against tribes and their members.
Personally, as a person, you know, not as a federal employee, obviously, I wasn't there. I wasn't even born at the time, but you know, history and the facts speak for themselves. He wasn't the only one that was out there. You know, there was hundreds of people, and those hundreds of people that were there, they weren't just Lakota people. They were grassroots people, warrior societies from all over the United States that came there, you know, as part of AIM, and collectively stood behind the concept of what AIM stood for. But they weren't all Lakota people. Maybe that's what the papers say, you know, because they just looked at Indians and saw Indians and then assumed that they were all the same. But our history tells us each of these tribes had warrior societies in their own tribes, and when another tribe needed your help, you know, and especially if it was something like the United States government that they were fighting, of course the people were going to rise up and collectively support each other, you know. And so all these warrior societies came from all different reservations when the call for help went out, you know. And it was about that, making that first stance, you know, and the power of numbers. And again, the power of collective. The Lakota Nation is huge in itself, in its entirety. It couldn't battle the United States government, you know. And, well, you know, it did, actually it did for many parts of history. But because, again, of the collective power of the people that came from all over, they were truly a standing force. And then the United States government actually had to start calling in their military tactics and the different things that they did to protect themselves as well, because it was truly, again, the first time that the people stood up for themselves, and they were sovereign and they were self-determining, and they didn't follow the protocol of the United States government, you know. And so those are important concepts for us to be able to learn about. Everything that was there, everything about even legally just studying all that and learning from our mistakes and being able to write tribal laws and codes that now protect us to make sure that something, that some kind of political misconstruction of some sort, whatever we want to call it, injustice, grave injustice, is not, you know, applied to us again. Today we have the power to understand the white man's law and those different things. And our nations truly have the power to become more sovereign, but that's through writing our own laws and codes, you know, that will protect our people, that will keep people out, you know, that won't let those types of things, you know, be applied to us. And so, but again, you know, history, you know, repeats itself. And now, you know, we just look at all of these things that are happening in the world today, you know, and again, these aren't new things, you know. Society is shocked by the fact that all these things are happening, all this police brutality, and the people are rising up, and, you know, there's just a lot of miseducation and misconstruction, and there's no value for life anymore. You know, people are just shooting at cops without realizing that, hey, they're someone's dad, or they're someone's grandpa, or they're someone's, you know, brother, or, you know, son too. But the same thing now, you know, we can take this as a unique opportunity to start reteaching our history to our own kids and creating a parallel of something they're seeing in the news today, and then talking about our history and how those very concepts were applied to us over time, and talking about being resilient and being self-determining and being proud of who you are and those different things, rather than the inner fighting, you know, between tribes and things. There's many ways that we can, you know, educate our own people using contemporary issues today if we understand the traditions and then our own history itself, and, you know, truly use it as a teaching tool rather than dictate to them how they think. We just, you know, paint the picture for them and tell them a story and help them to come to their own understanding, you know, and that's the real traditional way that some of us were blessed to be able to be taught from. And so, if we can reteach some with some of those concepts here at the Cultural Center to the many tribal nations that we serve here at Haskell, then we're doing a good job, and we're doing our part here to help the students that come through.
Do you remember a man named Leonard Peltier, Lakota Sioux leader so revered, when the big oil companies tried to take away sacred land? He came to the Black Hills to lend a helping hand. They said, don't dig up this earth.
Last night, the riders rested in Higginsville, Missouri, before they hit the road again this morning, heading to Illinois. Tune in again tomorrow to the KBOO Evening News to hear an update from the Peltier Justice Ride 2016. Go to kboo.fm/Peltier Justice Ride to listen to past updates from the ride. Also, follow KBOO on social media to see photos and videos by Christopher Francisco from the Peltier Justice Ride. For the KBOO Evening News, this segment was produced by Delphine Crescenzo and Christopher Francisco. Thank you for listening.
And the Indians prayed, oh, my relations. And they prayed, oh, Metakiasin. And they prayed, honor the earth. And Peltier said, pray for the people.
Hello! You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, and we are asking you to stand up, to rise up, to donate $5 a month to KBOO, to donate $200 a year to KBOO. You can give us a call at 877-500-5266, because by doing so, you can support so many different awesome things at this truly awesome radio station. My name's Emery. I'm here with Pamela Santos. Pamela, why don't you tell us why you're here?
I am the membership director, and pretty much what I'd like to think of it is the coach, I'd like to put it in sports metaphors for the drive. I'm just trying to get everybody through to the finish line right now. We're going to have all the way up until September 24th to raise $120,000.
Woo!
So that's something, and I know that we can get there, just because when you have people just call on the phone, 877-500-5266, or donating online at kboo.fm, they are coming through for their community radio station. Last spring drive, it was really amazing. It was a very... It was a really ambitious goal. Again, it was $120,000, and we came the closest to that goal than we've been in many years. This is what people tell me. I'm just not bragging. This is what people tell me. But yeah, I think that we can do it. And it's with great volunteer-produced, volunteer-run programming like the Evening News, like News in Depth, where you're having guests from the community able to talk about issues affecting their community. So, I mean, you were listening to Amisa Chu, right?
I was.
And that was great for her to talk about disoriented comedy. And that's being done by APANO, the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. And all of that is so great because they're having out-of-towners, but great comedians like Jenny Yang and Atsugu Okatsaka and Mona Conception from Seattle. They're coming all through to Portland. Just for this. So you can get tickets. There are only one pair that we have here. If you call in right now at 877-500-5266, you can get this one pair of tickets with a minimum pledge of $6.25 per month. So you are going to be able to support your community radio station, KBOO, and also get, you know, to have, I don't want to say just have a laugh, like you're just going to have a good time with people who know what they're doing, who are putting together, I mean, Disoriented Comedy, they're the first ever mostly female Asian American stand-up comedy tour, and they pay a lot of respect to, you know, people who've come through and paved the way, like Margaret Cho. They've definitely, you know, paid respect to that, and it's great for us here in Portland. We're benefiting. They're coming back. This is, I want to say, I'm going to go to the show already. This is going to be the third show I'm going to be seeing, the third time that they're doing this.
Wow. Wow. So, folks, you're hearing this. You're hearing this amazing news broadcast. You're hearing the amazing diversity of voices that this radio station puts out there. So give us a call. Maybe you're walking down the street after work, listening to the radio on your headphones like I do. Maybe you're driving in your car. Maybe you're sitting at home. 877-500-5266. And what Pamela was just saying, if you give $75 and you want to give a gift, you want to be able to go see an awesome, unique comedy show at Disoriented Comedy in a couple days, give us a call. It's an investment well worth it, because I've been here for 2 hours now, Pamela, and it's been awesome. I love listening to Democracy Now. I mean, sometimes it gets me down, or sometimes it challenges me to a great extent, but what a great thing to have on the radio dial in a city.
I think that's the thing about it, is that you said something great about sometimes things get you down, you know? Like, if we're not going to be able to face things in the world, you know, it can be hard. But what I like to think of for comedy a lot of times can be that self-care. Like, it's self-care. And also, when you call 877-500-5266 and claim these tickets for just $6.25, which is $75 total in the year, you're also going to be able to access kind of like social justice issues, but just like easier to swallow down through comedy. That's pretty much what they do. Jenny Yang is awesome at this. She was on BuzzFeed in the it's the Ask an Asian series. They're just asking questions. As you can imagine, they were pretty racist. And she came back with comedy on that. So
impressive. I often wondered how the people at KBOO are so funny. But over time, I figured it out. It's because they listen to the most depressing stuff possible almost every day, and they still go at it month after month, year after year. You got to be a pretty impressive personality to be able to handle the dark side of life. And that's what KBOO does. They go to places and hear from people that most stations don't. You can't make money off of selling these stories or selling, you know, the suffering that life entails. But KBOO is an amazing entity. It's really hard to keep this stuff going. And you know what, Pamela? I want to mention that we have some phone answerers here who are from, I believe it's written down here, they're from the Heavy Metal Vomit Party.
Is that? Woo! That's a great show! Woo!
And they're here to answer the phones, and I've heard them answer some phones, and believe me, you want to call. You want to call 877-500-5266.
Do it now.
You want to do it.
Do it now.
Yeah, you want to do it now, or even if you wait 5 seconds, that's okay. But these guys are chill. They'll wait for you. And their show's on, Wednesday night at midnight. So when Wednesday night comes around and...
So you're staying is what you're telling us. You're staying? Yeah.
What's that?
So you're staying.
We're vomiting everywhere.
Oh, okay.
That's right. So pick up the phone, call the heavy metal vomit party dudes. It's 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm. We're joking around, but this is really, really serious stuff, right, Pamela?
It's all good. I mean, serious or not serious, we're not going to make distinctions. It's good stuff, right? I mean, it's all good stuff. And I just really want to encourage people again. It's just a monthly deduction. It's the easiest way to donate. 877-500-5266.
And we're almost heading into the next programming now, so give us a call, 877-500-5266. We want all the new members we can, so get excited and let's roll.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we have Preference Radio. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Step House Networks, offering high-speed residential and business internet services throughout the Portland area. More information about Step House Internet Services is available at 503-548-2000 or at stephouse.net. This program has also been made possible by Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, or at radiocab.net. Or if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. And finally, this program has also been made possible by Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of